Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Fun Friday here on the show. That's the idea, at least. As I look around the world and the wrestling world, well, there's not a lot of fun going on, to be honest. But we're going to do our best here today and talk about everything. We've got we got a lot of bad news, but we got some good news as well. So we're going to try and get into that. Black Bart, condolences to his family, passed away Thursday after a battle with cancer. His wife Linda announced, you might know him as Black Bart, but to me, he was my husband Ricky. Left us this morning. He was pronounced dead. 5:26 this morning, he is resting in peace. 30-year pro announced his cancer diagnosis in 2023. It spread to his liver, and he reported in December that he had ceased chemotherapy treatment, quote, was ready to meet his maker. He got the 2024 Cauliflower Alley Club Courage Award, accepted on his behalf by former student JBL. And all the best to the friends and family of Black Bart. And on the full other end of the spectrum, congratulations to Ronda Rousey and Travis Brown, who just gave birth to their second child. Ronda Rousey gave birth yesterday. She said, our little girl came into this world during a windstorm into a city on fire. Grateful she made it safe and sound. So best wishes to her and Travis Brown on their second child. So a lot of other news to get into here today. We'll take some phone calls, perhaps, and your text messages, emails, and more. The text message line, 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live. Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off.
Taking their time right behind my back. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, Chad, is everything sounding all right? Studio said it's fine, but I had people texting saying it was all scratchy.
Tinny?
No, not tinny. I heard scratchy.
Oh.
Yes, everyone says it sounds fine on there, so I don't know. It's a mystery. After being found, let's get all the bad news. Let's talk about... Let's get Vince out of the way first. After being found in violation of failing to disclose previous settlement agreements to the WWE board, Vince McMahon has agreed to a settlement with the SEC. He will pay a $400,000 civil penalty, reimburse WWE $1.33 million after the SEC found he violated the Securities Exchange Act. I certainly hope he can afford that.
Yeah, really.
By not disclosing the agreements to WWE's board of directors, legal department, accountants, financial reporting personnel, or auditor, it circumvented WWE's system of internal accounting controls, caused material misstatements in WWE's 2018 and 2021 financial statements. He was executive chairman of the board, CEO at the time. They merged with UFC in September to create TKO. He was chairman until January 2024, after... Janelle Grant sued him, John Laurinaitis, and WWE. That lawsuit still ongoing. Lawsuit, he released, this is a statement from Vince regarding this. The case is closed. Today ends nearly 3 years of investigation by different governmental agencies. There's been a great deal of speculation about what exactly the government was investigating and what the outcome would be. As today's resolution shows, much of that speculation was misguided and misleading. In the end, there was never anything more to this than minor accounting errors with regard to some personal payments that I made several years ago while I was CEO of WWE. I am thrilled I can now put this behind me. So he's claiming like the federal investigation into Vince McMahon was all about SEC violations and it's all gone now. Which it might be. I don't know. That's what he claims. So I'm sure we will hear more soon.
That's why the Southern District of New York asked for a six-month stay in the Janelle Grant lawsuit was just to look over that one NDA for 6 months in conjunction with all of the other ones that they knew about And that's why they had to stay. That's basically what Vince McMahon, I guess, is trying to say right there. But we shall see if anything comes out more about that later on. But there certainly is that whole other case, the Janelle Grant one with John Laurinaitis and WWE, that he's got to deal with. So I guess he can, in his mind and in his world, walk tall and mighty for one day as if he somehow defeated the federal government. But there's going to be a lot more to come from this. Like, some things are coming up from Brian's throat right now.
Nope, I'm fine. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Everything's good.
All right.
Want to wish the best to everyone in L.A. Taya Valkyrie is working to help the community. Wednesday night, she shared that she and husband Johnny TV have been evacuated from their home due to the fires, but were safe. Tweeted a follow-up message yesterday thanking everyone who checked in on them. Their house was saved. They are now focused on trying to help others. She says, thank you for everyone who has messaged me and checked in. Our house was saved. Now just trying to take care of our neighborhood and community. It's not over yet. We're extremely lucky. Sunset Fire was pure insanity. Pray for L.A., those who have lost it all. And do what you can to help them and the first responders. I love the city. It's my home, my happy place. She will be appearing at an event at The Wild in West Hollywood for a RuPaul drag race viewing party. Valkyrie and others associated with the event have been working to gather water, granola bars, socks, underwear, feminine hygiene products, toothbrushes, toothpaste, dog food, which they will be handing out for free. That is tonight. Thanked Chelsea Green for donating. They'll be accepting donations for the American Red Cross at the West Hollywood event tonight. Bailey also shared a list of resources for any fans looking to help. Has donated to the Pasadena Humane Animal Shelter. Lots of animals greatly affected by this as well. A lot of burnt animals that are being cared for. So, all the best to everybody down there. It looks like the winds have died down today. So, that's at least some good news. We have got the latest on Malachi Black from The Observer. He says that there was a lot of talk in the past 2 days about Malachi. Word backstage was that he was gone. Although in trying to confirm it, nobody would say anything. That sounds very familiar. Been reported elsewhere. One person close to the situation said they were confirming it to us. But when we asked officially, there was neither a confirmation nor a denial. Nobody expects him back. There was also talk from WWE that he was expected there when his contract expires. It's been the case for a while. Evidently, there's been talk in WWE creative about him of late. So I would say that this comes as no surprise. And we should also mention that there was a match he had a few weeks ago. Who was that with?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the long...
Somebody help me out here. Yeah, they did goodbye, and you know it was so bizarre. It was like, this is the last we're gonna see of this guy, and then you know he went online and was like, I don't know why these rumors come about.
Adam Cole, baby.
It was Adam Cole. That's right. Not leaving, and then he actually worked the Collision the following Saturday, and then I think he's been gone since Full Gear, which I believe was November, and. And looks like it appears, certainly the belief internally is that he's gone. And in this case, I mean, it's been rumored since Wednesday, and there has been no post from Malachi Black saying, why do people come up with these rumors? I am not leaving. So I believe he is gone. We shall see.
Remember that tag team match he had? It was him and Brody King against, like, Commander and somebody. Gravity, I think it was.
Oh, yes.
The worst match in Collision history.
Horrific match.
I hate to say this. Is that the most notable thing that he did while he was there?
Well, you know, I got subscribers on X, and I did a Q&A exclusively for them yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Which, if you're a subscriber, you can always participate in those. I do at least one a week. Hmm. And one person asked, like, with Malachi likely gone, what would you say was his best match? And the thing is, like, I'm not mad at the guy. I have to explain this on a regular basis. In fact, there was a guy on Twitter that was like, my dream is to be able to interview Brian Alvarez. And I read that. I was like, I'll do your show. But then he had a list of things he wanted to ask me about. And, like, one of them was, I want to find out his favorite match of all time. I want to find out. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, sorry, brother. I mean, if you take that off the list, that's fine. That is the worst question you could ask me is name your favorite ex. Name the best ex that somebody had. It's like, dude, how many matches have I watched in my life? I mean, how many matches do I watch on a weekly basis? How many hours of wrestling do I watch? Like, I cannot for the life of me. For the life of me. I mean, seriously, if you put a gun to my head, like, it's curtains. I could not tell you 10 things Malakai Black did off the top of my head. If you want to give me maybe a list, I could say, oh, yeah, you know what? I remember that one. That one was, like, probably the best. But, like, asking me, okay, right now, off the top of your head, what is the most notable thing Malakai Black did in AEW? It's like, I have no idea. I couldn't even do it for, like, Brian Danielson or Will Ospreay or anything. It's like, there's just too many things. I see too many things. I mean,
I can usually remember one really important moment or match or something like that, and it usually goes back to my youth. But, like, sometimes there's one that stands out. And with Malakai Black, I think of all, you know, the things that he did. I think there was a blood drop and things like that. But, like, that match being that bad actually sticks out as, like, the legacy of Malakai Black in AEW other than...
But see, that's not fair.
I would say
it's not fair because it was neither... It was nobody on the House of Black's fault.
I know,
they did
still.
Everything they could to try to hold that match together,
but,
so...
But when he was used so sparingly and the things didn't make as much of an impact and AEW was not making as much of an impact, unfortunately, as a fan... Sometimes if one thing's going to stick out, it's the wackiest thing.
All right, back in a moment with more. Get ready to call or text. We need some content on Fun Friday. We got to think of something fun. Give me an idea. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Freaky little thing, this paper pin, she got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I think that guy who predicted the robots were going to take over, I think he's somehow right.
I know it.
Because, so I had somebody telling me that my audio sucked. And then I asked the chat, and they're like, no, it's fine. And then, I realized that the chat, the Twitch and YouTube are not getting they're going straight from the studio. So they don't hear anything weird. But transmitting to Byline, apparently that connection, I don't sound good. I'm all scratchy and whatever. But somehow you do, which makes no sense because you're coming to me and I'm transmitting both of us to Byline.
I sound what? I sound fine.
You sound like everything is normal, but I sound like something is wrong with the connection. So how is that even possible since I'm sending both of us through the same connection?
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the guy that said, you sound terrible, like...
No, he wasn't talking about that. I know who it is.
Okay.
He'd tell me if I sounded terrible.
I was going to say, he wasn't talking about your content, right?
No.
He meant your voice.
He usually says that about your content.
Oh, I'm sure.
Now...
Wait a second.
I reconnected, so we'll see if it does any good, but...
No coffee for that, man.
This person also says, serious question... And I lost it. Is Miro still with AEW? Okay, listen. As far as I know, Miro and Ricky Starks are both still employed. And Britt Baker. Like, all of the people who have just vanished...
Wardlow?
Are all... Wardlow? They're all still employed by AEW. And at this point, Malakai may or may not be as well. I don't know. But I do know that, if that's your question, like, is Miro still... Yeah, he's still being paid. Britt's still being paid. Ricky Starks still being paid. Wardlow's still being paid.
Samoa Joe still filming that movie?
Dude, is that like a 10-part
trilogy?
Series or something like that? Like, where is this guy? But, you know, actually, the thing with Joe is I'm pretty sure he's done, but there was somebody else that was off doing something in AEW. I forget who it was. And they took a long time to bring him back because they were waiting for, like, the right time, even though they were available for a while. So I presume, actually, well... I'm going to make a bold prediction right here.
All right.
Okay? I'm going to make a bold prediction.
Let's hear it.
I predict Samoa Joe will be back this week.
Ooh.
That's my bold prediction.
Oh, because I was actually thinking, you know, if you do it, because he's been gone for so long anyway.
Yeti Pot Pie figured it out. Good job, brother.
Well, in March, Los Angeles, you got that big show coming there. So maybe, okay, you bring him back now. You do have Australia that's going to be in the way in February. But, you know, that's going to be your first big show here in the States this year is going to be Los Angeles. The Young Bucks, you know, you got to figure they're going to be there. But L.A. is Samoa Joe's town. So him being back in the mix, boy, on paper, they have so much talent. It's not even funny. And if they can actually just right the ship. It would be amazing. It would be nice. You know, Buddy Matthews. Yes?
What's the matter? Just the camera's on me while you're talking. There we go. Okay.
You know, Buddy Matthews, one of those guys that people
fun Friday.
Like to see do something. And I'd like to see him do something. That would be a fun Wednesday for me to actually watch him. Maybe on Saturday as well, too. But there's a lot of people, though, that are not there for whatever reason. When do they break out Nyla Rose every once in a while? Stokely Hathaway has disappeared. Angelo Parker and Ruby Soho are going to raise their child until he's ready to go to school, and then they will be back.
Well, at least there's a reason for them being gone.
I guess.
But, I mean, there's just a lot of people that are just gone.
You go out of sight, out of mind there. And you know who actually is not out of sight, out of mind? Because he apparently wrestles a lot in dark matches, but... Remember when Alex Reynolds was a thing?
No.
The death.
I remember when he was in the Dark Order.
Well, Okay, touche.
I mean that with all due respect, but I do not remember when he was a thing in AEW. I'm sorry.
Touche, but he was one of those guys when Kenny Omega had the great match with him that it's like, okay, here's a guy that like you want to build up. This is somebody that you want to put through your system so 5 years from now, Alex Reynolds might be in the semi-main events or the main events or something like that, and he's just floundered. He hasn't done anything, and I thought when he got laid out by the Dark Order 1 week, it's like, you know what? They could use maybe another Kidman, like, to their, like, little flock.
This person thinks you're confusing Alex Reynolds with Alan Angels.
No. Alex Reynolds. Was that who Omega had the match with? I thought Alex Reynolds was the guy, though, that, like, people, he was going to be, like, the guy who actually from that group could be something. And he's just disappeared altogether. He's gone. So, I don't know. It's amazing how many talented people they have that are just, again, spinning wheels. Not the least of which is Ricky Starks, who I guess is a foot out the door anyway.
I just got an email from Netflix, which literally said, enjoying Raw? Either way, let us know. So it's giving me the option of a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or two thumbs up.
Yeah, what is that about? I noticed
Well, two thumbs up means you really like something, bro.
Okay.
Two's
double thumbs up. Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
Why can't I give
Do
two
I really
thumbs
have to
down?
Explain that?
Why can't I give two thumbs down then?
Because who would possibly give that 3 hour Raw two thumbs down? Let's look at some of the text messages here. Then we'll go back to some more news. Next, be ready because the next segment I'm opening up the phone lines and the international web browser line.
Fun Friday,
which is such a lame name for a line, but that's the one I'm going with. The International Web Browser Line. If you are international, or you just want to call in through your web browser, I'm going to tell you how to do it.
If you have enough AOL minutes left.
We come back from the break. Now, let's see here. For the it's a technical thing here.
Oh.
Mike has always been way lower in the mix. Well, he's about 9 feet away from his mic, which never helps.
What are you talking about? I'm attacking this mic right now.
You're attacking it? Looks like it's attacking you. Malachi gave us Julia Hart. That's his legacy.
No,
I don't think he gave us Julia Hart.
No, I don't.
And I would not count that as his legacy.
What? She was there as a cheerleader long before him. Before he apparently shot her with an arrow, which apparently is something that person likes.
This person here wants to be a guest on After Dark. Well, hopefully we can run After Dark after all the technical issues we had on Wednesday.
Really?
Somebody was trying to knock us off the air, I think. But I need more info. Like, who are you? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I can't look it up right now. I'm on the air. Send me more info. We'll talk.
Why don't you call?
I'm booked through April, though, is the problem.
Oh, yeah?
We got a lot of guests coming up. Yeah. Oh. This person here says, I first saw Black Bart in Mid-South in 1983. He was introduced as Hangman Rick Harris, managed by Skandar Akbar. In 86, he was the WCCW World Champion and came to ringside on horseback. Probably has the world record for saying dadgum during a wrestling promo. That for sure he has.
Yes.
I don't even think that's an argument. He was great in countless ways. That is Steven in Atlanta.
He's a big old cartoon character.
Dadgum.
Dusty loved him. I remember seeing him. He was in Mid-Atlantic as Ricky Harris, then got his break going down there in Mid-South, actually trying to make something. And then in Florida, Dusty teamed him up with Outlaw Ron Bass and J.J. Dillon, and they were his long riders. And when Dusty took everything he could from Florida and brought it up when he started booking Mid-Atlantic, Black Bart was right there. And I think the last Mid-Atlantic Tag Team Champion, he put that one to bed. He put the national title to bed and the Mid-Atlantic title. He was almost the last holder of that, too. So he was like the, who was it? The Jefferson Darcy of sitcoms. You know, if he entered your show, Ted McGinley or whatever his name was, if he ended up on your show, like the show would die. Well, that's what happened with the titles. As soon as Black Bart got to one, that would be it.
This person here says, for the prediction contest next year, I think a poll in the chat would be better. There are a lot of normal people that don't talk in the chat but would be willing to vote in the poll. Well, I do think that Here's the thing. Okay.
Chat sociology.
I listen to the prediction show the night before every year. Okay. And I think here's what I'm going to do next year. If we have multiple people that got a prediction correct, which we never do, there's only like two or three, I'm going to just try to decide, okay, which one is the obvious winner? If it's close, and arguably it was close this year, okay? If it's close, I do think that we should do a poll either in the YouTube chat or the Twitch chat. Because then I know we are doing a poll only for people who are listening to the show. So, you know, the other option is I always read last year's predictions at the end of the show. We could do a deal where the show will open with last year's predictions. Then you guys have a half hour to vote while I take calls for the current predictions. So, you live and learn. And yes, this person says, Kenny Omega has never wrestled Alex Reynolds. Well, you were thinking of Alan Angels.
Not Alan Angels. No, I know who Alan Angels is, but I remember Alex Reynolds was being one of the young guys there. And again, considering that the group that they had where, again, he was going to be their standout. Like Lee Moriarty was going to be Shane Taylor's standout. And for the Black Bull Combat Club, it was Yuta. And for Daniel Garcia, you know, again, guys were linked up with different people to try to help them and break them out. And unfortunately, really, none of those guys have broken out. They're trying right now with Daniel Garcia, and that's good. But they have so much talent there. Again, when you put it on a piece of paper, if they could ever move these puzzle pieces together, it'll be great. And by the way, what the hell happened to Jake Roberts and Roosh and Dralistico?
I don't have any idea. They're just waiting their turn. We're going to head to a break, everybody. When we come back, text messages and phone calls. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. I will give all the phone numbers after the break. So stick around, Wrestling Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, man. So much stuff going on. So, yes, Jake Roberts did have pneumonia. That is true. But I don't know why that means that, like, the entire, like, they all have to be off TV because he's gone. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Why would they all have to be off TV because Jake is gone?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. And then someone said Roosh was suspended, but I have not heard that story. So whatever story you heard, let me know. I mean, I think they did a storyline suspension like 2 years ago, but I didn't hear anything about him being suspended now. And as far as Britt goes, I don't know what's going on, but I do know that it has nothing to do with that deal where Serena Deeb came out and she screamed, "Nobody cares." I was told that had nothing to do with whatever's going on. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, that certainly didn't help Serena Deeb, considering that match never ended up happening, and we haven't seen Serena Deeb since. I'm sure she'll be in the gauntlet coming up here, but actually, who knows if she...
Yeah, did Serena get taken off TV because she was told nobody cares? I don't think
apparently.
So. Person wants to know any update on Marco's stunt. Yeah, he's still a creep. He's still short. And luckily he's retired, because after he trolled the prediction show, I was ready to come out of retirement.
I bet you he's got family.
I would come
members.
Out of retirement to beat him one more time.
Family members.
I never had so much fun.
Colored blue.
And it only went wrong when his idiot father got involved.
Mm.
Yeah.
Reprehensible people.
No, they are reprehensible people. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. All right, if you want to call us here today, here is the phone number. I already don't have it. I thought I copied and pasted onto this thing. God.
Fun Friday.
All right, here's the number. 618-762-3275.
What's that area code?
618-762-3275, or you can just dial 618-762-DARK. Now, if you are international, you don't have to call a phone number. You can go through your web browser, and you're going to go to callinstudio.com/show/WOL. That is callinstudio.com/show/WOL. And we'll take some calls here and some text messages as well. And that's the plan for today.
If you're an older person, though, and you have a landline and you're international and you want to call on the phone, can you still do that?
I mean, you can pay the money if you want. Why would you do that? I'm trying to make this easy for everybody.
All right.
Why would I try to make it harder?
I don't know. Why are you trying to limit your calls?
I'm not limiting the calls. I'm making the calls available to everybody. You can call on the phone if you're in this country, or you can call through a web browser if you're anywhere in the universe that has the World Wide Web.
You made it sound like international could only call through the web browser.
No, they can call any way they want, but why would you pay international long distance when you can go free through a web browser?
What are you talking about? I always just thought east of the Rockies, because that's where I live, like, you know, God's country, East Coast, like, could I have called the West Coast Art Bell line? Could I have called west of the... Oh,
you're not allowed.
Okay, well,
follow the rules, dude.
In this case,
okay, we got rumors about Roosh and Trelistico. Okay. So listen, can you talk about something that's not distracting me, and I'll try and figure out what's going on here?
Oh, okay.
Talk about the Von Erichs signing with AEW.
The Von Erichs have finally signed with AEW, and I don't know if it was Marshall or Ross that I saw with the quote saying, "You know, wrestling for us has been an expensive hobby, but now it's going to be a full-time thing, and these are guys who are well into their 30s at this point, and if it wasn't going to be now, it was going to be never, and now that they're back relocated in Texas as a family, with Dustin Rhodes being there with his school that he does a great job with and is, by all accounts, pumps out a bunch of people and always has great seminars and all that sort of stuff, them being able to work out there and work out more with him, depending on how much they want to use him in Ring of Honor and on AEW TV, you know, they're going to have a great opportunity to get a lot of reps. And that's a tag team division that could use some people in it. And I don't know if the Von Erichs can be that thing, but at least they could provide a little bit of a new face if they're actually going to be there full time.
All right, I'm going to get the scoop here for everybody.
That was a lot of vamping, I'm sorry.
In the meantime, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? And what's on your mind? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian and Mike. This is Matthew from a snow-ridden Nashville. Wanted to call in. So, first of all, you alluded to it earlier. What's going on in Los Angeles is truly heartbreaking. Was out there earlier this week, and it's just like a apocalyptic feel almost. So definitely all the best to them. Wanted to ask, so the Young Bucks just had a match in New Japan over the weekend. Any word on when they might be back in AEW?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call, and I don't know. They obviously won the IWGP tag team titles. So for sure in the meantime, you know, they're going to be defending those in New Japan. And as far as like when they're going to be back, honest to God, I don't even know if there is a plan. I mean, they did the storyline where they went home, and it was really weird because they've been heels, and obviously when they return, if you go by the storyline that had been happening, like they should come back for a feud with Kenny, but the way they did the storyline, when I watched it, it was like, okay, well, they're going to come back to save the company from Jon Moxley. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. No update.
Is Jack Perry with them?
I think. I mean, dude.
Poor Okada, he's right there, right for the pick.
There's a lot going on in terms of some of these storylines. It's like the storyline with Tony Khan when he got beat up and then the Bucks took over and then they were in charge and then they weren't, but they kind of were and then they weren't and then they left. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know.
They've had some missteps.
I don't know. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, y'all. This is Brandon from Portsmouth, Virginia. Happy Fun Friday, and let's have a Fun Friday question here. Your boy, Kale Dixon, what do you think his finishing move should be? You know, it's going to have like a vegetable tray.
It should be called, you know what it should be called? Dixon Stones.
What?
They break bones.
Dixon Stones. Ooh, there you
go. I am so underpaid. It's crazy. Dixon
Happy fun
Stones.
Friday, thank y'all so much.
I'll break your bones. God.
Love that dude, huh?
It's just a ridiculous name. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's preposterous. Do you hear me? If they don't steal that. I mean, they won't because they just want me to be mad. They're going to call it something so dumb. It'll just be called like the Dixon Bomb. You know what I'm saying?
Or they'll try to make it, you know, somehow kind of lewd or something like that.
Okay. All right, so this is what I have determined about. I got some information, okay?
All right.
I want to be very clear about this because I know somebody is going to, like, misreport what I'm saying. This is what I know, okay? There was a match. It looks like it was Rush and Mortos against Richard Holiday and Alec Price on Rampage. And apparently one of the job guys got hurt. And because of, like, I guess the language barrier, like, Dralistico didn't know he was actually hurt. And so, you know, they were doing the worked attack on the guy who was actually out. And I want to make this clear. I don't know if they were actually suspended, and I have not heard that they were suspended, but they have not been used since. So that appears to be what happened there.
I think Holiday did get, I remember him getting hurt at some point. I didn't remember it was that. And the fact that it was on Rampage, that's nobody saw it. So, you know, there was that. But, yeah, I mean, just disappeared altogether. And, yeah, there was slight mention of them when it came to Mortos in the Continental Classic. But, again, them as a unit just, poof, disappeared. Like a lot of people have.
I mean, the thing to me is, like, obviously if somebody's hurt, you got to stop it, okay? But, I mean, to be honest, in this case, if you're dealing with a wrestler who doesn't speak English and doesn't know, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Like, there should be someone out there. It's like if you see a match, they need someone out there who can translate.
Not a referee.
Like, get somebody who can be out there to translate. Because the fact of the matter is, if you go and watch matches in Japan, if they have a match with someone who doesn't speak Japanese, they're usually going to have a referee who also speaks English so that they can help with this. So I don't see the benefit of sending out people who don't speak English and not giving them a manager or a bilingual referee or something, because accidents happen and somebody's got to be able to tell people what's going on.
Well, and the thing is, too, I mean, that's their fault. Then what about the referee? Does he have any blame in any of this?
Well, I mean, kind of, but like, what's he going to do? I mean, he's going to say, like, back up, the guy's hurt, but the guy doesn't speak English. The other guy doesn't speak Spanish. He doesn't know what's going on.
But if the guy's that hurt, tackle him like Herb Dean. Like, but to me, if they got suspended and...
Again, I don't know if they're suspended.
Okay,
they just haven't been on TV since.
If the rumor it ends up coming to fruition, then, you know, I don't know. But I guess doesn't matter. They're getting paid time off. Maybe they're hanging out with Miro.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up? I'm calling Ian. I'm calling from Toronto.
Yes,
I just wanted to say, man, a big fan of the show. I just wanted to ask a question about... Netflix and WWE Raw. Just wanted to say that the four matches was like, everybody's complaining about that. Do you think it should be six matches per, try to aim for six matches per show if it's a 3-hour show, like three long matches and three short matches? And yeah, that's all pretty much.
Yes. Well, you know, I want to thank you very much for the call. So the thing with that, the thing with the first Raw is that's not going to be what 3 hours of Raw on Netflix is going to be. And Hunter flat out said that. He goes, next week, we're going to return to the way the show was, which is weekly episodic television. Their idea was that, okay, this is the debut. We are conceivably going to get a whole bunch of people that either are coming back or they've never watched wrestling. They turn on their Netflix and, oh my God, Raw's live. I'll watch his show.
They were celebrating themselves.
And so they wanted to do like a weird pay-per-view caliber show with, you know, four big matches and then a bunch of stars coming back and this and that. And, you know, I didn't think it was like a terrible show, but I would not have done that show for the very reason that a normal person is going to watch that show and go, I sat there for 3 hours and there's only four matches and there's no wrestling on this show.
There could be a
like,
lot of questions.
What is a person who doesn't watch? And, you know, I will say one other thing, which is kind of the defense of them, okay? They did Saturday night's main event, the debut of Saturday night's main event on NBC, and they didn't do it like Netflix Raw. They did match, 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 boom, 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 boom. And it turns out, like, it didn't do that great a number.
They sold it on the old school.
I mean, but the point is, they did it totally differently from the Netflix Raw.
Yeah.
And it honestly didn't draw an audience. It didn't get people watching the show. It didn't bring people back. So I'm sure in their mind they thought, okay, well, you know, we tried that. And now we got another big debut. Let's not do that. Let's do something different. And this is what they chose. And to me, the way they did it was not successful in terms of trying to get new fans back or create new fans. So, I mean, the big question is, what number are they going to do this coming Monday? And if the number is similar to last week, then we can all just say we were wrong. It was a success. I don't think it's going to be a number similar to next week. I think it's going to be a number very similar to what they were doing before. So we shall see. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So, Brandon Thurston has the Dynamite ratings. I wish we'd got these at the beginning of the show. So, the show did 615,000 viewers and a .17, okay?
All right.
Which is not great. And it is up a little bit from... It's up 5% in viewers and...
Hey, it's over 6.
But here's the thing. Like, it's up from a show that was on New Year's Day. And that was following a show that was on, like, Christmas Day or something like that. So it's not even fair to, like, look at the last 4 weeks. But the key here is that over the last 4 weeks, it averaged a .18. This is a .17. So it's down 6% from the average over the last 4 weeks. Now, granted, the last 4 weeks were all holiday episodes. But the point is, the last 2 weeks have also aired on Max. So... unless less than 6% of the people watched on Max, they're probably doing more viewers now than they have been doing, even though the actual Nielsen numbers are not that impressive. So I don't know what all of this means, but...
it means nothing until we actually have concrete Max numbers.
Well, we're not going to get them.
But that's the whole thing.
But here's my point. The fact that the numbers are close to what they were doing before Max... tells me that they're probably doing better now. Because I find it hard to believe that virtually nobody is watching the show on Max. Because I hear every week from people that watch the show on Max.
Here's a fact. if the show is doing better and people start watching, we start seeing the numbers rising on TV, we know they're probably rising on Max too, and they just got to get both up, period.
That's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. Mike, as always, callers and listeners, over the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.